For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi. The state of Missouri is rolling out a new high school equivalency test next month. As Tim Lloyd tells us, the paper and pencil GED will be replaced by a computer-based exam.
The GED has undergone a major overhaul and will only be offered on computer. And the new GED is more expensive, costing students $120 per attempt. So the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education decided to go with a cheaper computer-based test called the HiSET, which costs $95 if a person buys all five sections up front. Tom Robbins is the state's director of adult education and high school equivalency.
We're having the same areas of content. It's still going to be a reading, math, social studies, science, writing test. And we're going to take it on computer instead of via paper.
The new test goes into place on January 2nd. In St. Louis, I'm Tim Lloyd.
A judge has ruled that a central Missouri sheriff accused of stalking a woman will stand trial. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports Phelps County Associate Circuit Judge Ronald White ruled Friday there's enough evidence to support a trial for Osage County Sheriff Michael Dixon. Dixon has pled not guilty to a felony charge of tampering with a vehicle and four misdemeanors, including sexual misconduct. Authorities accused Dixon of stalking and harassing a woman who alleged that Dixon drove away with a four-wheeler belonging to the woman's fiancé in June. Dixon's attorney requested the preliminary hearing, which was held after the Missouri Supreme Court appointed a different special judge to hear the case. All judges in the 20th Circuit recused themselves from hearing any phase of the case. A Missouri panel's delay in approving millions of dollars in low-income housing tax credits has prompted bipartisan criticism. The Missouri Housing Development Commission decided earlier this month to delay about $14 million annually in credits for developers to build apartments for low-income residents. The decision came shortly after Missouri lawmakers approved legislation authorizing up to $1.7 billion in tax incentives over two decades for Boeing to build a plant in the St. Louis area. The tax credits were linked informally to the Boeing incentives as part of negotiations between Democratic Governor Jay Nixon and several Republican senators. Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder and Democratic Senator Jamila Nasheed said Monday there is no reason for the incentives to be linked. A Nixon spokesperson declined to comment. Summers could extend for school kids under a proposed Missouri law that also seeks to require students to spend more time in class and attend summer school if they don't perform well. Districts would be required to make summer school enrollment mandatory for students who score less than proficient on statewide tests. The regular school year would occur between September 1st and May 31st, while the state's minimum class time would increase. The Missouri School Boards Association says local officials should have flexibility to set academic calendars and that summer school would add costs for districts. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi.